Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Koh, your host, and once again, thank you for tuning in. We have Amy Owen joining us today. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
We are doing a second recording. We just did one on breathing. If you haven't looked at it, it should be out. We're now going to talk about meditation. I feel like when I first got into meditation, it wasn't that popular, but it feels like there's apps and everybody's doing it and Headspace and all these great things and people are buying into it. Science is proving it. And it's such a beautiful and powerful thing to add to your life. So I wanted to have Amy come, yoga teacher at Yoga View. If you didn't check out the original episode, she joined us, I believe, about April of last year. You can hear her whole story, but teacher here at one of the premier studios in the city if you're in Chicago. If not, she does retreats, and I'll give you the website towards the end of the show. But we're going to talk about meditation, what it's about, what the value is, and what we're really doing when we're meditating. So thanks, Amy, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Amy and I are old friends, so if we get off track chatting, we'll try to bring it back. So meditation, science is proving the value of it. I do it. It makes a massive impact in your life. You've been at meditation, though, since when? When did you start?
1986. A long time. I'm really dating myself. I started when I was really, really young.
Oh my God. That's like old school meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did people make fun of you? Did you keep it to yourself?
I was a closet meditator. I did not let anyone know what I was doing.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah,
it was under total wraps.
That's so funny. Yeah. And were you so clear of the benefits of it and thinking, why aren't other people more into it when you were in the closet?
Nope. I was just doing my thing. I was just like, this works for me. Uh-huh. It just felt like such an anchor in my life. It just made such a difference for me on a daily basis on how I felt and how I moved through the world that I was just in a space of trying to feel better, and it just worked for me. So I just had my nose down and was doing my thing.
Thank God for that. Because if you listen to the original episode, I talk about how Amy saved my life in our teacher training program because I was new to meditation and they dropped us in for 30 straight minutes, which is a whole other story we won't share today. But I stole your juju all the whole time.
I was happy to share.
So yeah, you guys, if you haven't tried meditation, if it's new to you, if you're thinking about it, or you are like Amy, a lifelong meditator, I think today's conversation is going to be interesting for anybody. Meditation, we were chatting a little bit before the show. You said a little bit, I wanted to save it. Talk to me about this idea of the mind and the heart and what we're doing in meditation and share with the audience, you know, your view of this.
Well, I think of it as that we have two brains. We have the brain in our head, and then we have a brain in our heart. And centuries ago, the Greeks, the Romans, the Mayans, all these ancient cultures actually thought the brain was in the heart because that's where they mm-hmm. operated from. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, we learned that the brain was in the head, and then we started to, at the same time, operate from this head space. And they both have value. We don't want one without the other. Our heads, our brains in our heads, they help us to reason, to rationalize, to organize. They have this incredible benefit to us. We don't want to...
Knowledge.
Yes, of course. That's, you know, the most obvious one, right? But it has this great function. But what's happened in this day and age when we're living in such a fast neck break speed culture is that we're overusing our head brain and we're underusing our heart brain. And our heart brain is where our inner voice lies, our intuition, our feelings, just that inner wisdom. When like we say like, oh, you know, I knew mm-hmm. I should have done this, mm-hmm. but I didn't listen to myself. Mm-hmm. That's the heart. The heart never lies to us. Mm-hmm. The head lies to us all the time because it's where the ego resides. So it plays games with us. And so we have to be careful. We're always listening to our head. We can get caught up in making poor decisions for ourselves.
And I would say, I mean, the people who contact me for coaching and the people who write in, most of us are mainly in our heads and no longer trust or honor or respect the intuition, the heart, right?
I mean, exactly.
It's been educated out of us.
Yes, yes. And that's where our truth resides, our own truth, where we know better for ourselves than anyone else, mm-hmm. any expert, any doctor, any mother, father. We can go to that place and find the answers without having to think about it, mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. having to problem solve.
Okay, so I have to say this because I know my audience, there are at least half of them going, okay, yeah, but my intuition tells me that I don't have cancer, so I don't have cancer. We don't mean that, everybody who's out there who's like the skeptic of like the theory of intuition. We mean what Amy said. It's not ignoring the outside world. It's not saying that those things don't matter. Knowledge doesn't matter. Obviously, we want to look when we cross the street and not just say, I intuitively believe that I'm going to get across, right?
Right.
There's value in both. But it's just that level to which we have denied this truth, right?
Yeah. Our head brain, our head space is overdeveloped and our heart centers are underdeveloped. So half the time we walk through life very unconsciously. We don't know how we feel in a situation. We don't know how we really feel in a relationship, whatever. We're just kind of operating from this headspace that sometimes doesn't have the best guidance in those areas. They can, you know, they can help us learn everything we want to know about physics and math problems, but our brains aren't the best guide when it comes to ourselves and our inner knowing and really following our heart, right? So this idea of authenticity, you know, how do we live a life of authenticity? It comes from tuning in and tapping into our heart centers, into our inner voice, into our inner truth, and not because somebody said we should go out and be a doctor. And, you know, a lot of us get sidetracked because we're told things and we read things and we take those for face value without giving ourselves the due that we deserve.
Absolutely. And this is what I feel was my journey. I got so into my head that I could not connect and all my decisions were coming from that space. And, you know, my book and all the work and this podcast are all about how to get people back into what you're calling, you know, the heart brain. And I call authenticity, that inner voice, that intuition. We all have a million different ways of saying it. So how does meditation fit into this?
So meditation gives us a tool. It's a tool that we work with to start to develop this heart brain and quiet the head brain. So we kind of call the head brain, you know, when we're ruminating, I mean, how many of us, if you read your thoughts from the day, we'd be frightened. And how many times do we say the same thought over and over and over again to ourselves?
I never do that.
So ruminating, you know, we're ruminating and typically we're ruminating about something that happened in the past, mm-hmm. or we're ruminating about the potential of something happening in the future. Mm-hmm. And our mind is just spinning. That's what we call the monkey mind. And so when we meditate, we're just quieting that brain down, our head down, that monkey mind, that ruminating. We're not trying to shut the brain off. That's impossible, but we're trying to redirect it. We're trying to slow it down and then exercise and develop this heart brain where really all the answers that we need for ourselves are there.
So if somebody is meditating and not connecting, right? Their mind is still reeling. What kind of things can they do? How do you know that you're tapping more into that space?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If your mind is spinning while you're meditating, you're still meditating. Uh-huh. You're just practicing switching the brain's attention and switching from the head brain to the heart brain, head brain to the heart brain, head brain to the heart. And so it's like a ping pong match, mm-hmm. you know, you're sitting there. All you have to do is observe your breath. Mm-hmm. Seems simple, super hard because the mind gets, oh, you know, starts going like, yeah, you know, you're not worthy. You're never going to get that job that you interviewed for.
Or I got to go to the grocery store.
I got to go through my to-do list. And so it's not that the brain ever shuts off. That ruminating never kind of stops. But then when we realize we're ruminating, it's like, oh yeah, I'm doing that thing called thinking. And oh yeah, I just want to bring my attention back to the breath. So it's just an exercise. Mm-hmm. We're just going back and forth. And I think that's the big misnomer with meditation is that people think, I'm not doing it right. I sit there and all I'm doing is thinking. It's like, yeah, because you got a brain on your head, like in your head and on your shoulders. And that's what our brains were designed to do. But we want to slow it down. We don't want the head brain to take over the heart brain. We want to try and shift it and gain a little bit of space there.
Great. Great. And you were going to share with the audience a technique that you use. I've never done this. So I'm excited.
Okay. So we'll try a little meditation here. So it can be difficult to sit in the space and just watch our breath because the thoughts keep rushing in. So yeah. One way to slow that down is to use a mantra. And a mantra is just a word or words that we say to ourselves over and over again. So instead of focusing on the breath, we're focusing on those words. So one that I really like is, I am. And when you inhale, it's I. And when you exhale, it's am. I am. I am. And the reason that I like that is because we are so many things. When we think of like, I am dot, dot, dot. I am a mother. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I am a yoga teacher. I am a meditator. I am, you know.
I am age. Yes.
And it goes on and on and on, all the things that you are. And then slowly that drops away and we just get down to just I am. And it's just super simple, but incredibly profound because we carry all these labels and responsibilities, but there's something bigger and deeper within us than those.
So to be clear, because I want to make sure I followed, when you say it just drops away, so I'm breathing, I am, right? And I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. Am I thinking about all the labels at first, or am I just repeating this? And then you're saying over time, it just sort of drops into its own thing.
So let's just do it.
All right, let's just do it.
Okay, close your eyes. Okay. Everyone sit up nice and tall. Let your belly relax. Let your shoulders relax. And just tune in to this idea of I am. So think for yourself for a moment. All the hats that you wear, all the responsibilities that you carry. And I like to visualize in my head that I'm sitting on top of a hill. And I'm looking down at this stream, this river going by. And there are these images of myself floating on my back in the water. And as I come up with a, I am dot, dot, dot. So let's say I am a mother. I see that mother of myself, the mother, floating down the river and slowly trailing away out of my vision. And then I am a daughter. I see that body. So just start for yourself seeing those parts of yourself float down the river as you observe. And continue to say, I am, and come up with as many titles as you can. It can be, I am a lover of nature. I am a thrill seeker. Whatever comes to your head. And then when you can't think of any other labels, any other hats that you wear, responsibilities, you just get to this point where it's like, oh, I am. I am. I am. Inhale, I. Exhale, am. And everything just starts to slow down. And when your mind starts to go and you realize that you're not thinking about or repeating I am, you just notice it and then just come back to I am. And you just do that over and over again, allowing your brain to take a break, get some space, to get some stillness. And then allow your heart to start to open up and expand in this way that you can hear it, you can feel it. And then you can sit here for as long as you want. So this type of meditation can be just a couple minutes, or it can be longer, but we can shift and make this shift very quickly and really under just a couple minutes. Yeah, so just slowly open your eyes again and just notice how you feel.
All right, I mean, I could do that for another 20 minutes.
I was waiting for you to open your eyes, and Laura was like off. I almost didn't want to talk because I didn't want to take you out of it.
We weren't recording a podcast and stayed there for 20 minutes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That really, really was powerful for me.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I could see the little Laura's floating downstream.
Yeah.
I just hooked right into that breath, and a deep stillness came.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, that was fantastic. If you're driving, don't try that. And if you're newer to meditation, you know, listen to the episode about breathing that Amy and I recorded, because I think helped to sort of focus you in a little, get the breathing going for a bit, and then you can try this. But I love it. Love it. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I'm doing that later today.
Oh, good. Good.
All right. Well, listen, guys, if you are excited about that, you want to do more meditation, you want to learn more about Amy, amyowenyoga.com. If you're not in Chicago, don't worry. She has retreats. She does meditation. She does yoga. She's my favorite yoga teacher. She goes to beautiful places too. So check it out. Check out the retreats. And if you're in the city, yogaview.com. She does privates as well. And I just am a huge fan, if that's not clear. So Amy, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Laura.
And everybody listening, I think I'm out of it from my meditation. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode, and I hope you enjoyed it.